listening to A Penny and a Peswa. I'm your host, Ursula Imra. Hi there. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of A Penny and a Peswa. I am so happy to be back. And if you don't know who I am, my name is Ursula Imra, and I am the host of this wonderful podcast. We are in our third season. You are currently listening to episode 1 of season 3, and I am so happy to actually have gotten this far in my podcasting journey. And it's a big special thanks to all of you. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for growing with me. When I started this podcast, it was very raw. It was very unprofessional. And even now, it is still not where I quite want it to be, but I am getting there. And your support each and every step of the way is very much appreciated, and I feel like we're growing together. So as mentioned before, this is a new season, a new dispensation. And if you haven't noticed, we have a new look. So we did a little bit of rebranding. We got a new theme song. Thank you so much to Derek, a very good friend of mine, for putting this beat together for me. A big thank you to Carlton for helping me rebrand A Penny and a Peswa. I disturbed the two of you to the death with all my requests and all my little changes, and I'm annoying because I'm just really annoying. And thank you so much for bearing with me and for helping me produce something that I really envisioned in my head. I very much appreciate it. Well, since this is a new season and we haven't seen each other or heard from each other in about maybe 6 months, I don't know how to count. What have you been up to? The last season ended in August, and so much has happened to me since then. I want to know what happened to you. I want to know, how have you been doing? What have you been doing without A Penny and a Peswa? Because let me tell you, my life has been almost empty without you all. So on that note, head over to @penny_and_a_peswa on Instagram and share with me under the post for this episode what you have been up to since the last season. How have you been? And I will make sure to do the same. On that note, let's get into the episode. We are in April, and a lot has gone down within the last week. The Oscars were last week Sunday, I want to say. And last week Sunday's date, I don't remember, but that's the last Sunday in March for the Oscars. And I woke up Monday morning and the internet was having a field day, because you by now you should know what I'm talking about. I am talking about #TheSlap. We're going to be talking a little bit about that today. We're also going to be talking about a new show that, again, if you follow me on Instagram, you'd know that I mean it's only one season with a few episodes, but I'm kind of obsessed. If you know me in general, you know I love reality TV. It's a guilty pleasure, yes. And we're going to be talking about Young Rich Africans, or it's not Young Rich Africans, is it Famous Africans? I don't remember the name of the show. We're going to be talking about that. Okay, I got the name of the show. We're gonna be talking about Young, Famous, and African, and just, you know, your general thoughts. I asked you to share some of your thoughts on The Slap and Young, Famous, and African. So we're gonna be discussing that. But yeah, I asked people on my Instagram to share their opinions on The Slap. It's called The Slap, on the internet. So when I say the slap, just know I'm talking about Will Smith and Chris Rock, if you don't know what the slap refers to. And this is basically about how Will's... I haven't watched the clip yet, which I probably have, should have done my research before I came on here. But this is just about how Will Smith slapped Chris Rock on stage after a joke he made. And let's just dissect the whole situation. So, yes, basically, Chris Rock made a joke in relation to Jada Pinkett Smith's hair loss condition, referred to as alopecia. Everyone's saying that at first it was funny, and even Will was laughing, until he turned to see that his wife was forcing back her tears. So then when he got on stage, you know, he slapped Chris Rock. And the internet, like I said before, is having a field day. I think it is the craziest thing to happen. Why are we... The type of memes I've seen on the internet in relation to this thing are... I saw a meme. It wasn't a meme. It was like a tweet. You know those tweets that they screenshot and they come and post it everywhere but Twitter? I saw a meme that said that Jada whispered, if Tupac was here, he would have... You guys need to stop, because there's this whole, you know, conversation going on about how Jada, you know, doesn't let go of like her relationship with Tupac, and Will Smith is living in the shadow of Tupac, and let's not get into that because I don't know much about that. But I still can't believe it. When I've seen like short clips of the actual moment happening, He didn't tap him on. He slapped the man. And yeah, it's already been turned into it's been a week now, so of course it's gonna be a meme. But now I'm gonna read some people's, you know, opinions on the situation. So Chexy Watts says, it was totally unnecessary. I mean, he himself was laughing at the joke as well. And, you know, a lot of people are saying that he was laughing at the joke, but then when he saw Jada was holding back some tears, he got angry. He had to defend his woman. My question was, were you there? Were you there? How do you know all of this happened? Like, unless it was all... Again, I didn't watch the Oscars, but unless all of this unfolded on camera, and even with that, like, you weren't there in the moment, so you don't know what... I don't know, but the narratives are just hilarious. Another listener, Nade, says, it was necessary. People are going through a lot despite the fact that it was a joke. Jada's condition is an emotional one to the Smith family. It's insensitive to joke about something like that. Will acted on impulse, and that's okay. Some of you are very violent. Some of you like violence. And I'm here for it. Honestly, if I'm being honest, I feel like I'll give my thoughts when I'm done reading everything. But yeah, a lot of people agree with Will's actions. A lot of people don't agree. Another listener, Kojo.k, says, was very necessary because Rock doesn't listen. He's verbally trolled Jada many times in the past. So yeah, you people, you're wicked. You're very wicked. Was he slapping him in front of all those people like that? Oh, another listener, AYJ_18, says, I think it was unnecessary. His his acceptance speech wasn't great either. I saw he apologized in his acceptance. Also, Will Smith won 2 awards for the film King Richard, but a lot of people are also angry at his acceptance speech because he apologized, and some people are mad at the fact that he wasn't like dragged off of stage by security, and that if it was someone else, he would have done it. A lot of people... I'm confused. Again, I'll get into my thoughts at the end of reading all of this.
Nenekia says, I understand why Will did what he did. Jada has been open about her struggle with her hair, and to make a joke out of it was just insensitive. Chris had that coming.
Like I said, y'all are mean.
So those are pretty much all the responses I got. A lot of people are saying that Chris Rock deserved it.
he got what was coming to him. It's a very insensitive joke that he made and all that. And honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I am kind of a fan of violence. Now, hear me out. I think violence is necessary where force must be applied. For example, I'm about to get deep. You know me already. If I don't get deep, then if I don't get deep, then it's not a penny in a peswa. For example, Martin Luther King Jr. was a very peaceful. He believed in peaceful, you know, protests to get what you want. Whereas we had civil rights activists like Malcolm X, who believed in getting freedom by any means necessary. That does not necessarily mean violence, but he was painted as someone who was only for violence, which I don't completely agree with that, but it's not a history lesson. Anyways, my point is that I feel like there are situations where if you are being peaceful and your message is not getting through, force must be applied. And again, I don't know how true this is because I haven't done my research and I don't pay attention to such things, but people are saying that this is not the first time that Chris Rock has crossed the line in terms of making jokes related to Jada Pinkett Smith. Thus, everyone's opinion on how Chris Rock had it coming to him does make sense. I'm not against Will acting on impulse, because when you're angry and you're in the heat of the moment and you see someone you love at the bridge of tears, you know, there's only so much self-control you can have in that moment of time. I just feel like I wish it didn't happen in front of everyone at the Oscars. Like, if this was something that happened backstage, I think also it would have been more scandalous if it happened backstage. This is just me loving drama. But then the fact that it happened on stage, again, I guess generally I don't have any opinions about it. It seemed like he had it coming. If it's true that he always has Jada's name in his mouth, he had it coming. I just wish he didn't make the joke on stage at the Oscars. That's all. Because now the man has been disgraced. Everyone is giving Will Smith shit, but then I feel like Chris Rock, you know what? Chris Rock also deserves a little bit of heat too. Because why can't y'all leave black women alone? It seems like everything I talk about on this podcast always ends at the fact that you people, not you listening, but you know who I mean, people in general, like tormenting black women. We are tired. We are tired. We're actually tired. Leave us alone. But anyways, that's my general opinion on the situation and opinions of some listeners of A Penny in a Peswa. Shout out to all of you who responded to the question tag. Thank you so much for your opinions. They were very entertaining to read. The first time I read them, I was actually laughing, but then I have to behave I needed to behave myself. So now we're gonna be talking about, let me get the name of this show right too. Famous, Rich, and African. Is that not the name? Oh, let me check my notes. Young, Famous, and African. Do you know why I keep on saying Famous, Rich, and African? Because of somebody in that show. We'll get into that a little bit later. But Famous, Young, and African. Young, Famous, and African. Now, wow. Let's talk about Young, Famous, and African. I have too many opinions. I think I could do a whole season on just this series. But I do want to point out that I found this out after I had watched it, but Peace Hyde, I think that's her name, a Ghanaian producer, is the one who produced this show. And big ups to our Ghanaian masterminds, because this is amazing. I think shows like this are, a lot of people have opinions about it, which is okay. You know, I understand the opinions. I agree with some of them. But I think as someone who consumes reality TV and sees
black people presented in a very certain way on reality TV. It was nice to see an African reality TV show where, yes, they're still being presented a certain way, but then there's something about just relating to people, meaning like, you know, we can watch reality TV and insult people, but the fact that I can insult Africans and understand them and insult them well, that is, I know that I insulted them the entire day before Diamond Platinums comes to catch me over here. No, I wasn't insulting people there, but you know, if you're disagreeing, at least you know that, I don't know, there's just something about disagreeing with something that you relate to. It's just nice, please. It's just nice to have African reality TV, and I hope to see more like this popping up. I think quality was good. The storyline was a little bit crazy, y'all. It was a little bit crazy, but like, it was actually good. It was actually good. It wasn't, some people might disagree with this, I feel like it wasn't too forced. I feel like that's how those people, all of them, that's how they really behave. I think that's how they really behave. I don't know. This is just based off of some people I've met, some Africans I have met, but I feel like that's how they all really behave in real life. But anyways, let's read some listeners' opinions on Young, Famous, and African. I almost forgot the name again. So, Matt on this says, this show... Okay, so for this show, I haven't read responses yet, so this is hilarious. He says, this show was good till it became overly dramatic, or maybe I say so because it's my first reality show watch. You need to text me. This is your first time watching a reality TV show. Let me give you a list, baby. Let me put you on. But yeah, he continues to say we'll give season 2 a go. Yeah, I mean, I agree. It was a good show until, you know, the storyline. Nade again says this. The scenes were not connecting, and I've only watched the first episode. Oh, Betty, don't do that. You actually need to sit through everything, and then you can, it doesn't make sense even when you get to the end, but just watch everything because it's good. She says, too much talking, everything was flashing here and there, but it's a good one. 100% luxury. But let's read a couple more. Howie Naomi says, a must watch. Shabashi, hey girl, says Kanye should invest. Oh, y'all are rude. You guys are so rude. But she's not lying though. I agree with her. In fact, everybody on this show, Kanye should invest in a good plucked, well laid frontal. I agree. Kanye needs a better wig. Not gonna lie. And Summer says, so fake. Sorry. Girl, don't apologize. If it's fake, it's fake. But yeah, no, I definitely have my opinions on the show. I agree with everyone saying that it's very dramatic, kind of feels theatrical, but I feel like knowing Africans, that's how we, I feel like we are dramatic people. I feel like we're dramatic. And again, like I said, I love the fact that we have trashy TV from an African perspective. So I'm here for the drama. But there are some people in the show who annoy me so much. So much. Number one, Kanye has done herself. Mama Gosh has done herself. Mother of all nations, taking care. I feel like she does, you know, claim herself as like the unifier and the one who keeps everyone together. That's okay, but she be doing too much for me. Also, Kanye and Annie's dynamic, not a bad. I don't understand. First, they were hating each other because of parenting skills. Next, Annie's talking about how she's the real one. She's her A. I'm really confused. Maybe me, I'm scared of friends in general. So when it comes to that's what I'm gonna say about that. Also, the fact that Kanye's daughter lives in, that shit don't make sense. That's something that we all wanted as as children, though. Well, not all of us, but some of us, you know, kind of thought about it like moving out as a teenager. So she's not wrong when she says she's giving her daughter what she wanted as a teenager. But then, is it the best for her daughter? Again, that's up to her. That's her parenting style. But question mark. Also, it shows how much money she has because she's out here paying rent for her daughter who lives next door. Why not get a house that has like separate wings, you know? Anyways, look at me. I've watched so much luxury house tours on YouTube that now I'm over here talking about houses with wings. Anyways, Annie, look, we all love Tubaba. Tubaba is a legend. Like, play any Tubaba song right now. I'll get that from my chair and start dancing. Tubaba is a legend. We all love Tubaba. But Annie, and I also understand, but I don't understand. She loves this man too much. Somebody tweeted on Twitter that, God, may I never be in love the way Annie's in love. Why I didn't comment amen under that thing? Because, dang, why? Why? She really loves the man. And I think what makes it so, you know, such a topic of discussion for people is the fact that it's like he doesn't give the same energy back to her, you know? I feel like if they're both madly in love, then we'll be like, oh, they love each other a lot. Their love is a little bit cringe. They're kind of obsessed with each other, but it's okay. But then, to me, it feels very one-sided. And, you know, they're married, though. They're not boyfriend, girlfriend, so that's not really my business because I can't even keep a boyfriend. So who am I to come and I'll be talking about someone's marriage? But, and the fact that she has been with him since she was 16. And I think he's 8 or 9 years older than her, or 7, something like that. But they've been together for a very, very, very long time. So I don't know. She's been with this man for literally all her life. All her life she's been with this man. And she's done well. That one, yeah, she has done well, mom. But she likes him too much. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, that one, yeah, it's left to all of us. It's none of our business. Again, like I said, I can barely keep a boyfriend. So marriage, yeah, let me even keep my mouth closed. And that brings me on to the point of Zari. Because why was Zari out here talking about? She said something about she knew Tubaba before Annie did. Sister. Why are you like, I swear, if Annie could have gone mad when she said that thing. In fact, anytime Zari opened her mouth, I'm sure Annie could have gone mad if she wanted to. Because Zari, I don't know, I feel like everybody does, you know, hate on Zari in the show, but I feel like Kanye mentioned it, that Zari is a hurt woman because of her relationship with Diamond Platnumz, which I'll get to this, but that one, that man. But she likes to be the center of attention, and I don't know, I just feel like one of my friends told me that she's like the oldest one in the group. She has the most experience. She has the most, like, you know, experience to her name aside Tubaba. So in my head, I'm like, sis, can't you just be rich in peace? Why are you even following all these people in the first place? She kept on going on about how she's a billionaire. She doesn't need money to keep a man. And then why? I mean, I feel like the way she used to proclaim herself, there was honestly no need for her to even be mingling with these people that much. My opinion on Diamond Platnumz. That man is toxic. End of story. I'm not even going to say anything more. That man is toxic and his braids annoy me. That's all. That is all I'm going to say about that man. That's it. Please, Diamond Platnumz, I'm begging. I'm not insulting you, so don't come and cancel my podcast or anything. We've not even reached anywhere. I really beg you. Anyways. that really honestly brings me to the end of this episode. I don't want to talk too much because I need to save my voice for the rest of this season. But yeah, some takeaways from this episode. Violence can be the answer. And Young, Famous, and African is a game changer for the African entertainment scene, in my opinion. Yes, there are a lot of flaws, there are a lot of things that need to be fixed, but it's reality TV. Reality TV is never perfect. It's trashy, it's confusing, it's dramatic, it's a mess. And that's what makes it reality TV. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to episode 1 of season 3. I can't wait for you to listen to the rest of the season. I can't wait for you to listen to the next episode. It is going to be one of my favorite episodes that I filmed. A little background that I filmed, that I recorded. I recorded that episode with 2 guests. People I had been talking to over the internet, but that was my first time meeting them in person. We recorded in my kitchen back in Accra, in my mother's kitchen back in Accra at night. We started at 7 and we left at 12. It was a really good session and I'm so excited for you to hear that episode. On that note, once again, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Big shout out to Carlton for the rebrand and to Derek for the new theme song. And until next time, stay beautiful, stay safe, and I will see you on the flip side. I be no like to when anybody they try to invade my space. That's why no like to tell them the story when I see. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Penny and a Peswa. Stay in the loop and join the conversation by following us on Instagram and Twitter at @penny_apeswa. All guest information can be found in the description of today's episode. You can listen to A Penny and a Peswa on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all podcast listening platforms. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review of 5 stars. See you on the flip side. Every time I step on the good chair, I'm go down. Try and go down. Why them a vex? Cause I tear 'em go down. Why she they want to be bend 'em go down? Why she no like to be bend 'em go down? Catch it, caught in my face, oh no, no.